The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here is your host, Terry Sue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. I'm your host, Terry Sue, and today my guest is Carla Sridevi Cohen, and we will be discussing chakra healing with aromatherapy and essential oils. Carla Cohen had a career as a vice president in public relations and as a subsequent career, a manager of development in film. She had no energy, and after 2 years of exhaustive tests and doctors telling her that they couldn't help her, she was left with a diagnosis of Epstein-Barr. She was introduced to TM, Transcendental Meditation, which gave a boost to her psychic abilities. The TMers came to her home, and one of them told her she was a healer. She later attended an energy balancing session and was again told she was a healer. Carla really had no idea what that meant, but a series of gifted teachers started showing up in her life to help her learn. She has taught healing in the United States, Mexico, Greece, Ireland, and along the way became a trusted authority on essential oils. Besides maintaining her healing practice, she has been teaching and developing classes on essential oils for 11 years throughout Southern California at Yoga Studios, LA Harbor College, and Cal State University, Long Beach. So welcome, Carla.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's begin by telling the listeners about what you're affiliated with, which is Young Living Essential Oils and what it has to offer.
Great. Well, thank you, Terry. I really appreciate you having me on today. And Young Living is an amazing, they're amazing oils. They have a wide range of personal care products also with the essential oils in them, nutritional supplements, shampoos, toothpaste, and vitamins. And when you have therapeutic-grade essential oils in your products, what that means to the average person is that we're getting much more bang for our buck. In other words, when you brush your teeth, you're enhancing your immune system. When you shampoo your hair, you're enhancing your immune system. So I like to open up people's minds and not just think about necessarily an essential oil, but how our essential oils are used in so many different ways. Also, the nutritional supplements, because they have the oils in them, what that means is that we tend to, there's actually been studies done of where we, our absorption rates go up as much as 28 to 35% because of an essential oil in the supplement mix. So I also think it's important for your listeners to understand the grades of oil a little bit so they can appreciate why you can do things with the oils that I work with that you don't do with, that I wouldn't suggest with other brands. Did you know that an oil only has to be 7% pure to be labeled pure in the United States?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's kind of scary. There's companies out there claiming to distill and sell therapeutic-grade oils, and unfortunately their standards for therapeutic-grade are very low. And it's really all about the internal chemistry of an oil as well as the species. The oils I work with and sell are tested internally and tested again externally so that we know the exact chemistry of what we're working with. A typical therapeutic-grade oil may only have 8 to 10 therapeutic compounds in it. It's the therapeutic compounds that actually give you the healing benefit. But this is a very, very low standard, and it's what's accepted universally. whereas Young Living oils, our average therapeutic compounds run between 35 to 55 different compounds in an oil.
That's really interesting, and nonetheless, very shocking. I did not realize it was that low. The percentage was that low.
So there's a lot of misinformation. I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of misinformation and superstition out there that's taught as if it's the absolute truth. And what I think people, I hope people walk away with today from this, one of the things is that you can do things with these oils, with Young Living oils, that I wouldn't suggest with any other brand, and all the different applications of what you can do. So I hope that we open up people's minds to the possibilities. And as you said, I not only teach about the oils, but I do distribute and sell them. And if people are interested in purchasing them, they can come to me, and they can send me an email at carlasgreatoils@gmail.com. That's C-A-R-L-A-S, greatoils@gmail.com. But anyway, here's a brief rundown on the different grades of oil, just really quick, just lay a little foundation. So,
all right.
There's synthetic or nature identical, which means that they have no therapeutic benefits and they're created in a lab. That's what most people are exposed to when they think of an essential oil, actually. Those air diffusers that people have in their house, the little sticks, you know, with the...
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's supposed to, they tell you it's essential oil. It really shouldn't even be allowed to be called that. It's really a synthetic bunch of chemicals put together. Then there's extended or altered, which means that it may have an essential oil base, but it's enhanced with lab-created constituents to increase the volume or the fragrance. So that means they can create more profit.
Yeah.
Then there's natural, organic, and certified oils. And people always come to me and they go, well, you know, Sri Devi, my oils are organic. They're certified. And I say, well, that's good. You know, they're grown in a natural environment. But the thing is, when they are, it doesn't mean that they're concerned with the time of the harvest, because that can make a difference in the chemistry, or how the oil was distilled, or the temperature that it was distilled at. All can make a difference in terms of the therapeutic chemical constituents and the potency. And also, when they're organic, they can still be genetically manufactured. So.
Wow.
Therapeutic grade, which is what I work with, this means that it contains maximum chemical constituents for healing, and it's pretty different there. For example, and even the species, really looking at the species is important. So, our company we have scientists that test and research every different species to get the right one for the maximum healing benefit. So, just as a simple example, there's over 200 species of lavender and 25 species of peppermint. So when you go to buy something off the shelf, how do you know which species you're getting?
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you not know, but then some of the distillers don't even know what they're working with. And it can be a big difference when you talk about for lavender, for example. A lot of people may have heard that you can put lavender on a burn. Well, that's true with my oils. I do that with an oil from another company because it can be too high in levels of camphene, which is a form of camphor.
Wow.
Camphene is a chemical constituent that can actually create or irritate a burn as opposed to help heal it. So if you poured that in, you're using the wrong species and the wrong chemistry, it could create a problem for you.
So you could actually exacerbate that problem trying to help it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know there were so many different varieties of lavender.
Yeah. Well, and peppermint too. I mean, it's actually amazing. And it's not like that. It's like that with every other, you know, like for example, we have five different species of eucalyptus that we work with, or people come to me and they say, I want tea tree oil. Well, okay. Tea tree, the scientific name for that is Melaleuca. And then there's different kinds of Melaleuca. There's Alternifolia, there's Ericifolia, there's I can't even remember all the names right now, it depends on what I would say, well, what are you trying to achieve? You know, what do you want? And then a lot of times it'll be, well, you don't actually need tea tree oil. This would be a better oil for you.
So, right.
You know, a way that they can learn, you know, again, I really love to suggest people come to my classes because, you know, they start to learn some of this. But this company, when Gary Young, the founder of Young Living, started this company back, he brought back 13 oils from Europe in 1985, and at that time, there was virtually no written information here in the United States about usage and application, and he spent the last 20 years researching this, traveling the world, you know, learning from different authorities in Turkey, Israel, you know, all over the place to, mm-hmm. to improve what we do. So, and there's a lot of companies out there who've tried to copy what we have, but they can't because, you know, nobody's like Gary. He's actually like the Indiana Jones of the essential oil world. He just goes into all these jungles and forests all over the world and discovers plants that nobody else has ever distilled before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Well.
Just to give, that was a quick rundown.
Yeah. Thank you. But it was very, very informative. I enjoyed listening to that, and it's actually a good time for us to start talking about how that is related to the chakras. But before we go into that, let's kind of review, or have you review, what the chakras are.
Okay. Well.
And where they're located.
Okay. Well, the chakras are layers of subtle bodies. You know, we're more than our physical bodies. We mm-hmm. have an energy body made up of our aura, which is basically there's multiple auras, too. They're energy fields. And then the chakras are energy centers. And then there's the meridians, which are energy pathways. So if you look at it like this, our physical body takes in food to nourish and gain energy, and our energy body does the same thing. So our energy fields take energy in. The chakras break it down. They're kind of like our digestive system. And the meridians, also called the nadis, scatter the energy throughout the body. The first chakra that we're just going to talk about the seven major ones. There's actually over 200 chakras in the body.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And most people don't really know that. But anyway, so the root chakra is located at the base of the spine. It's red, the color. Typically, that's how you see it. Now, the colors can vary a little bit on individuals. I do see auras, so I've noticed that sometimes they don't always look that the color they're supposed to, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. supposed to be. But anyway, this also, each of the chakras is associated with an element like earth, fire, air, water. So the root chakra is connected to the earth, and it has to do with our physical identity and survival.
And grounding.
And grounding, yeah. And exactly. And this is, again, at the base of the spine. It's also associated, each of the chakras also is associated with one of our senses. So this is associated with smell and feeling safe and prosperity. And the polarity on this, if you think about each thing has a, you know, here's where it, the two polarities that it will correspond to are security versus fear. So
yes.
when you're balanced, you'll be somewhere in between.
That's that fight or flight instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the next chakra, just below the navel, is the sacral chakra, and that's usually orange. The element that it corresponds to is water, and that has to do with our emotional identity. Graceful movements, emotional intelligence, pleasure, and nurturing. And this chakra is also associated with taste as far as the, you know, which sense. So it's with the taste. And then the polarity with that, with the sacral chakra, is flow versus stagnation.
Mm-hmm. It's also associated with our sexuality and our sense of intimacy as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of different things. I mean, again, you know, we probably don't have time to go into all of the different things, but
right,
you know, and I'll get into that a little bit. I'll drill down a little bit more as we get into some of the things that how you know when they're a little bit out of balance, like what's going on with you.
Yeah, it's just about time for us to have a commercial break. So
okay.
We're
going
to have to kind of move a little quickly through those chakras and then talking a little bit more about how aromatherapy and essential oils are related to each one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So solar plexus.
The solar plexus is below the sternum and above the navel. It's yellow and it's associated with fire, and it has to do with emotional identity, personal power. The chakra also has to do with sight. The polarity on this one is passion versus resentment. And then the heart center, located in the center of the chest at heart level, it's green. It's actually between the breath, so like right at your sternum, the bone there. It is associated with the element of air, and it has to do with compassion, love, group consciousness. And this chakra has to do with touch. The polarity for it is understanding versus judgment. And in the throat, we have the neck, which is blue. It's associated with ether. And obviously, the throat is communication and sound. This has to do with telling the truth, clear communication. The chakra is associated with the sense of hearing, and the polarities are spiritual connection versus oneness. And then we're coming down the wire here to the third eye, which is right on the forehead. It's actually about 2 inches above where the center, the bridge of the nose. It's purple, and it's a very light kind of white. I don't know how to describe that color exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic power, intuition, intellect, and the polarity is this, is polarity is vision versus illusion, seeing the truth or not. And then crown, which is on the very top of the head, can be violet or white, and that has to do with divine alignment, universal consciousness, and connection to our higher self.
Yeah. Well, I'll say that was perfect timing. Because it's time for us to take a short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Carla Cohen, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Is the life you're currently living enough for you? Is it the life you once dreamt? What if you could change what's not working for you in the blink of an eye? Listen for The Bliss Edition, featuring Dr. Shelley Childers. We'll explore how your body and your life is created from everything that you think and say about it, including aging, disease, illnesses, pain, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What would it be like to live a life of ease, joy, and glory? The Bliss Edition is heard every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone, as I continue my discussion on chakra healing with aromatherapy and essential oils with my guest, Carla Cohen. So, Carla, you know, we were talking about the chakras and where they are located and the main focus of each one. And so now I want to ask, how are the chakras and aromatherapy interrelated?
Well, let me just say one thing. I want to backtrack because I didn't mention this earlier. You know, one of the things, and I will answer that question, but I do want to say there's something else here I didn't talk about earlier, which is, our oils, the oils that I work with, have all been measured for frequency. And when we talk about chakras, we're talking about raising our vibratory rate, you know, wanting to open those up and raise the vibration.
Yes.
It's important for the listeners to kind of know that one of the benefits of the oils that I work with is the frequencies have all been measured, and we know exactly what we're dealing with. And, for example, so when you use some of the oils that we're talking about, I want you to be thinking about what the frequency, I'm not going to go into every frequency of every oil, But, but this is something that's important to note. So our a healthy human should be about 62 to 68 hertz from the neck up, and disease begins at 58 hertz, and death begins when we're at 25 hertz. Now, all of these oils, most of them are have been measured to be 47 or 50 hertz or more. So when you're feeling low, your energy's dropping, you're not feeling out of balance, utilizing an essential oil may help, you know, raise your frequency and put you in a better place. So I just wanted to mention that before I get into more detail about it.
So that's where the balancing comes in.
Yeah, that's one of the things, is the frequency. You know, it's very, very important because, you know, we're being bombarded by all kinds of things that interfere with our electrical field, which is basically our auric field. And so utilizing different things to help get the field balanced is really important. And, you know, body work can help with that too. But essential oils are just a simple thing you could do every day to help yourself stay in balance. So, but anyway, back to the chakras and how chakras and aromatherapy are interrelated is the ancient rishis, who were the first ones to explore the energetic systems of the body, taught that each chakra relates to physical and mental and spiritual health in some way. And this actually comes out of the science of yoga, but most people think of yoga as a technique of or exercise that was developed to help cultivate health and flexibility, but it also works to promote spiritual and mental health. So the theosophists noticed that the position of the chakras on the body correspond to glands of the endocrine system. And the endocrine system is a complex part of the human body. The glands of the system provide a communication network that controls a huge number of physiological responses. So each gland influences the production of particular hormones, and hormones control every bodily function. So when you use an oil, what it's doing is when you inhale, first, all of these oils, most of them, we have oils that you can inhale, ingest, apply, diffuse. I'm going to talk about that probably more later if we have time.
But that's actually on my list of questions.
Well, yeah. So, but when you inhale, what's happening is you get it into the hypothalamus. You know, the oil goes into, well, actually, it goes into the amygdala first, which is the emotional part of the brain. And that talks to the hypothalamus, which regulates a lot of your hormones. So, what happens is, the brain starts to produce the correct, help the body correct itself and balance itself by getting those oils up into the into the system. And because therapeutic-grade oils are so similar to our blood, the oils are in every cell within 20 seconds. So that's with Young Living oils.
Okay. That's pretty rapid.
That is pretty rapid. And they actually did some testing where they found that if they show up in the urine, whatever we don't need comes out in the urine within 20 minutes. So that's, I thought that was kind of impressive to know that.
So does it take that, about that, how long does it take before a person would realize results?
Pretty instantaneously.
With the 20-second span.
Now let me just say something. Some people may not notice results. It really has to do with, you know, sometimes it's choosing the right oil. Like maybe that oil isn't the right one for what you need in this moment. You know, I usually like to tell people there's like 7 or 8 choices for every particular situation. And it also depends on your toxic levels, and you know, there's so many different factors that go into it. You know, but most people will notice something, you know, within about 20 seconds.
So, with that in mind, what are the, are there any special preparations that should be made prior to using them for it, or does it depend on what you're using each one for? What the desired results?
I think it's more about what's the desired result. I do say that, you know, generally speaking, you know, I recommend people have V6 on hand, which is our dilution oil, in case something is overstimulating to the skin or whatever. And definitely with these oils that I work with, you never want to use water if you feel irritated by an oil, because that will intensify the effect.
What about heated oils?
We don't recommend heating, because that actually can turn it in. We've gone to all this trouble, especially with the oils I work with, to get them to the perfect chemistry. So obviously when you heat it, even the distillation temperature is so, so important. So when people heat it, they're now changing the chemistry. Uh-huh. So we recommend, we have several choices that I sell, these cold air diffusers, that different cold air diffusers that people can use. And if you don't want to buy a diffuser, you know, like I say, just rubbing it between your hands and inhaling it is a great way. We actually recommend that you rub the oils in a circular clockwise fashion 3 times. You only need 1 drop of the oils I work with. Mm-hmm. And inhale deeply at least 3 times to get it past all the toxins in the nose into the brain.
So whether it's used topically or whether it's inhaled, is the temperature of the, does the temperature of the room even affect the way the oil has an effect on a person's body or mind?
Not so much, but I will say, since we're talking about spiritual practices today, I'm going to just make a quick little side note here that, you know, if you're doing a spiritual practice, it's ideal to have it in the same place every day because you build a kind of a vibration in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you don't have a place like that, you know, I know people who cleaned out closets and turned it into their, you know, meditation room.
Yeah, I've read a few articles where people have done that, and environment makes all the difference depending on what you have in that special space that you want to call your own.
Right, and ideally uncluttered, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, again, it's about vibration and, you know, I won't go into that. That's a big sidetrack. But anyway, I would say just to make sure that the area that they meditate in is used just for that primarily,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that, you know, and even their sheets at night, same thing. If you're really interested in spiritual progression, you know, we lose so much material at night. We get rid of a lot of we resolve things. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what I notice is people leave an energetic residue in the bedroom, on the sheets, on the bedroom floor. And so it's really important to change the sheets a minimum every 3 days in your
mm-hmm.
bed, and also cleaning your floors frequently in your bedroom. You know, even the act of just simple act of vacuuming or mopping, you know, is very important. So.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, now let's begin to talk about how aromatherapy and essential oils are used to address each chakra. So let's start with the base or root chakra.
Okay. Well, let me see. There's, again, you know, as I said, there's multiple oils you could use for any chakra, but if you're talking about, when we're talking about the root chakra, we're usually talking about when imbalances where someone might who may be feeling fear and insecurity,
yes.
or feels they need to be more centered,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's an indication that something's going on in the root chakra. That chakra also corresponds to the testes and the ovaries, so this can relate to reproductive issues. And my favorite blend for this particular chakra is Valor. And I like Valor because it's, you know, and you can apply this right on the chakra and actually on the feet.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, this is a blend that everyone should have because it can help balance our electrical body. So it's good to start with something that's going to balance us.
Yeah, I wanted to, before I forget, I also wanted to ask you about timing. If you were to put Valor... Is this an oil, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If you were to put Valor on your, say, massage your feet with it, would you leave it on, or is it left on for a certain amount of time and then washed off?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, when you're working with therapeutic grade, which these are, you know, the molecules are very small. So they're, as I said, they penetrate in 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually, there will be just the slightest little, because this one has a little bit of an almond oil base. Most of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't even have anything that you can wipe off.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually when people come and have treatments with me, you know, I do a raindrop treatment with a variety of oils on the feet and on the spine. And I'll tell people, you know, if you can just leave those on and not shower tonight, that would be really good. But anyway, Valor is a blend of rosewood, blue tansy, frankincense, spruce, and almond oil, and it's pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing smell.
Oh, it sounds like it smells wonderful, too.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, okay, so going on to the next chakra, let's see, we're going to the sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So someone for that you may, that might show up, like if you were out of balance in the sacral chakra. That's someone who's not good at allowing themselves pleasure or who overindulges in pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
They probably need help with their sacral chakra if they're kind of on one end of the spectrum or the other. One of my favorite oils for that particular chakra is the Inner Child Blend. This chakra is related to the adrenals. So if you're really exhausted all the time or if you've been through a lot of stress, you know, that's another thing you might need help with the sacral. Mm-hmm. And Inner Child contains orange, tangerine, jasmine, lang lang, sandalwood spruce, lemongrass, and neroli.
All right.
And it's yummy.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Yeah. I remember we were talking one day at a function, as a matter of fact, and you were introducing me to some of your blends, and you were saying you were telling me what they had in them and whatnot, and you were saying you may not experience what you think you're going to experience when you smell these. So just, you know, kind of clear your mind and take it all in as far as being open to, you know, smelling something new. Mm-hmm. And so we may not be what we think is we may not experience what we think is that blend might smell like would actually be a pleasant, you know, a pleasant experience. And then it might be, on the other hand, completely different from what we thought it would be. But focusing on the intent or the purpose mm-hmm. for which it is used is essential.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah, I think intention, you know, just like in people's yoga practices mm-hmm. and spiritual practice, I think intention is really important. And, you know, a lot of times with these oils, I've had people go, oh, you know, most people love the smells, but, you know, every once in a while, it'll be something like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm.
What I've learned over the years is the ones that they don't like are the ones they need the most.
Yeah. Just like some forms of yoga.
Right.
The one that I need the most is the one that I don't like. I prefer the ones that are more pleasant and you know, soothing, and I need to have the more intense and high energy ones where I'm sweating and burning off some of that excess.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? That actually, and just a side note too, which we didn't have anywhere in here, but you know, I was thinking about, you know, another thing I hear a lot is, oh, I'm allergic. I'm allergic to lavender. I'm allergic to peppermint, blah, 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 blah. You know, you cannot be allergic to a therapeutic, one of my therapeutic grade oils. It's not possible. You can be sensitive to oils that are high in phenol, but mm-hmm. allergies come from different chemicals that are in there put in that are some of the things I was talking about at the beginning of the broadcast when people are not using therapeutic grade. Mm-hmm. So polypeptides and phthalates, which are synthetic or chemicals that were used to somehow process the oil, which we don't have in them. So I've had people who tell me they're allergic to lavender, and I put our lavender on them, even had them ingest it, and they've had no response, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have a detox reaction. So
that's
not an allergy, though. You know, your eyes could swell up. You could have some hives. You could have a little headache or even some nausea sometimes, and that is because these oils can naturally kill, it's their natural inclination to kill toxins in the body, so they will do that, and you know, they'll eliminate things, and sometimes that elimination process isn't always comfortable. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a good place for us to break.
Okay.
And we're going to continue with talking about aromatherapy and essential oils and the chakras. Well, this is Terry Sue with my guest, Carla Cohen, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. This is the 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. With my guest, Carla Cohen, we are discussing aromatherapy, essential oils, and healing the chakras. So where we left off, Carla, we were talking about the second chakra, which has to do with emotions and sexuality and intimacy. And you were talking about your inner child blend and how it has some essence of orange oil, and it, you know, we were talking about how good everything smells, but then sometimes you were saying something about the desired effects may not be experienced the way that we thought they would, correct?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to process it differently depending on what they really need and what their internal chemistry is, you know, even how their diet mm-hmm. affects how they, you know, how the oils are affecting them. So
yeah.
If somebody's really doing a lot of coffee and alcohol, they're going to have a different experience with an oil than somebody who doesn't. So
that's another thing to consider, what you put into your body as far as what you're eating and ingesting.
Yeah.
Whether it's healthy or not, you need to be mindful that it is healthy, in fact, so that you can get the best desired results from
right.
your Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to solar okay. plexus.
Okay. So what we'll see with the solar plexus, when someone's having, they've got solar plexus issues, it can show up like someone has low energy. They may be weak-willed, you know. That can be a sign, like you have trouble standing your ground. That's the solar plexus. The solar plexus relates to the pancreas. This chakra has to do with digestion. So also if you've got digestive issues, and you may need help here. And one of my favorite oils for the solar plexus is transformation oil. This is amazing, amazing blend. And again, you know, all these oils I'm mentioning, there's so many choices, but this is what I thought it would be fun to talk about for this broadcast.
Okay.
But the transformation oil is made from lemon, peppermint, sandalwood, clary sage, frankincense, balsam fir, rosemary, and cardamom. And actually, this formula came off the inside of the Egyptian pyramids. Gary was able to transcribe it, and, you know, I don't know, he probably tweaked it, but it's pretty amazing, amazing blend.
Mm.
And then the next chakra is the heart. Someone who's looking for help with their heart would probably enjoy our joy blend, which I love. Signs of a heart chakra imbalance include an inability to forgive, somebody who's shy, somebody who's intolerant. This chakra affects the thymus, the circulatory, lymphatic, and immune systems. So the joy oil contains rose, bergamot, mandarin, ylang-ylang, lemon, geranium, jasmine, palmarosa, Roman chamomile, and rosewood. And I'm sure you by now you're seeing how complex these blends are. It's not
yes. yes. And when you were just talking about your joy blend, I would imagine it could be very calming if it's something that's meant to help people to develop a sense of compassion.
Yeah,
or balance that.
I think it is, and actually, you know, it's just it's like up. It just there's a sense of upliftment. I don't know how else to say it. You know, mm-hmm. when I when I inhale, and I love that blend. And I actually like to, well, all of these I love to diffuse in my house, but the Joy is really nice. And then as we move up into the throat chakra, this chakra affects the thyroid and the parathyroid. The thyroid produces T4 and T3, which have to do with brain growth and repairing the body. So if you have neck and shoulder pain, most likely your throat chakra is partially or completely blocked. This means you're not fully expressing yourself. We have a great roll-on for the shoulders that's amazing for the neck and shoulders called Deep Relief, and you can contact me about that. But for the throat chakra, I might suggest just ingesting some of our peppermint oil.
Mm. You mean roll-on like a deodorant? Roll-on?
Yeah, it's a little teeny end to it, but you basically roll it into the crevices of the neck and shoulders. That's the Deep Relief oil. That's not the chakra oil, but Deep Relief is just great for that area, and it does have peppermint in it. It's also good. I also like to use that rolling into the backs of the hamstrings or into the piriformis, where those are areas where I tend to get tight. But for the throat chakra, I recommend ingesting the peppermint oil. And again, I wouldn't do this with other brands. I wouldn't ingest. A lot of these I do ingest, but for the purposes of what we're doing now, these are not considered ingestible oils except for the peppermint so far. Mm-hmm. These are just, but the peppermint's really nice, and it's really just one drop of our oil. One drop of our peppermint is like 28 cups of peppermint tea. That's how potent it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty potent.
It gives you great breath for the rest of the day, and it wakes you up. And, again, when they're therapeutic grade, they're increasing the levels of oxygen in the brain. These were measured, some of the oils were measured to increase oxygen levels up to 28% in the brain, so that's another benefit.
Carla, that just brought up another question in my mind. Yeah. I was just wondering, when you were talking about the roll-on, do you have blends that maybe people could keep in their drawer at work so that they're feeling off balance, they can use it to, create a sense of balance?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, actually, I have a lot of people who buy some of my things just for that reason, and they keep it in their drawer. Or they keep it in their purse, we are unique because we have these roll-ons that, but you can actually, we have now... a roll-on that you can snap on, a lid that you can snap on to any and make any bottle into a roll-on. But it's great. You keep it in your purse, you keep it in your drawer, in your pocket, and if you need it. And you can energize yourself throughout the day if you're starting to feel sleepy at work. Or we have a blend called Clarity that can help you get clearer about what your work, increase your accuracy at work. There's a lot of possibilities here to improve performance. And I love working actually with corporations on this kind of stuff and coming into businesses and teaching them how to increase productivity and accuracy by using essential oils with their personnel.
Okay, so the one on Clarity, would that be connected with the third eye?
You could use that, but it wouldn't be my first choice. Actually, my favorite for the third eye is frankincense oil. Everybody's heard of frankincense, or at least most people, somewhere in their life. The third eye, this chakra is associated with endocrine in the nervous system, the pineal and pituitary glands. If you have trouble sleeping or poor vision or poor memory, or you have trouble imagining the future, or you can't remember your dreams, this usually means that you've got something going on in the third eye and you need some help there. Again, multiple choices. Certainly you could use Clarity, but my favorite is the frankincense oil. Frankincense is one of those oils that can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and increase oxygen levels in the brain.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. And it's also good for longevity. And I actually, another use of our frankincense, I actually put two drops under my tongue every morning when I start my day. And my gums, I had, pockets that have started to heal. The dentist is kind of amazed because, I had some pretty good pockets in there. And he's like, what are you doing? so frankincense oil could be used for that. And also wonderful for anti-aging. I put it on my skin, I don't have a lot of wrinkles. I think that's part of it. And it's also reduced some of the scarring that I had on my face. And then moving up to the crown chakra, this is, people who have trouble with the crown chakra are the ones who are like, they're cynics, they have learning difficulty, they want to check out all the time, they're not present. They're usually the ones that, those are usually the people that are in need of a crown chakra help. There's also people that are not very inspired by life, you know.
Yeah. So, I think we all know at least one person like that.
right, exactly. I'm sure everybody's thinking of somebody right now.
Yeah.
And I like the highest potential for that. That's our blend, which is, oh, my God, I just love the smell of this. It's another just delicious scent. This is a mixture of Australian blue, gathering oil, which is a blend that we have, jasmine and lang lang all mixed together. And you basically, on that one, we drop it from above the head, you know, instead of rubbing it into the hands, we'll actually drop it about 5 or 6 inches above the crown chakra and let a drop fall on the top of the head. Uh-huh. And that's how you get that one in.
Okay.
So
Australian blue. What does that smell like?
Oh gosh, you know it's that's a great question. It's kind of
I've
like
I've never heard of Australian blue.
We have a lot of things that people have never heard. Remember what I was saying earlier about Gary going into the jungles and
yes.
the forests?
Yes.
It's kind of a little sprucey, but not really. Like imagine spruce with a light hint of eucalyptus, but you know.
Okay.
And that doesn't even really cover it. It's kind of like trying to explain to somebody, well, what does chocolate taste like?
Would it be kind of like a foresty evergreen type of?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, a little bit of a sprucey smell to it.
Uh-huh.
But not like anything you would recognize, really, you know. It might evoke some sense of something, but again, you know, a lot of these things that are in these ingredients are very unfamiliar to us. I mean, and Young Living was the first company to distill, you know, ocotea oil commercially, you know, therapeutic grade. Also, Palo Santo, which now all of a sudden there's other companies out there trying to. They're also distilling Palo Santo now because we started it. But, you know, the difference is, you know, the chemistry because, you know, just by having a slight variation, for example, we did tests with our Palo Santo and some of it was very effective against malaria. Mm-hmm. But when it was run in a different batch and it was a little different distillation time and temperature, then it wasn't effective against malaria, you know. Mm-hmm. So these things make, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into making a difference, but chemistry is so key.
Yeah. With all of that in mind, do you have a blend that you think would be powerful during meditating?
Well, a blend, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I love the frankincense for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my favorite. As far as a blend, there's one called Magnify Your Purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really like that one. I can't remember all the ingredients in there. I know it's got a little bit of a cinnamon to it and a little bit of a patchouli. But, again, you know, people have, when I say that, a lot of people's skin crawl when they think of patchouli. But real therapeutic-grade patchouli doesn't smell anything like what we have that association with from the 60s. It's very, very delicate. It's not that heavy-duty, you know, knock-you-out kind of a smell. So that's a beautiful blend, and actually a lot of people like to use that in place of a cologne or a perfume.
Mm, okay. So, when we're talking about, I know you were talking about oils that are massaged, oils that are inhaled.
Mm-hmm.
When we are talking about the chakras, you had different oils for different parts of the body and for different purposes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
When would you think would be the best times to use these? Now, I know that we've also talked about there are some that you said you would recommend that people put in their purse for work.
Mm-hmm.
But say, for instance, someone has just gotten up in the morning. And they want to center themselves, and they just want to take some quiet time, not necessarily meditating or anything like that. Maybe dropping some oils in their bathtub, or maybe showering with putting some on their loofah and showering with that. Is there some pick-me-up at certain times of the day, particularly I'm talking about the morning at this point, something that would give you that extra boost for starting your day? And then what would you kind of recommend for ending your day?
Well, you know, this is where I like to get into, I mean, there's a couple of choices here. We have really, really good body washes with the essential oils in them. So when you get up in the morning and you bathe, I would recommend, we have an energizing body wash that you put, like you said, you're on your loofah, rather than dropping the essential oils on it, because you know, it's better to use, they're bath gels, you know. Mm-hmm. There's one at night that's for peace and calming, and then there's another one at the start of the day for energizing. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one that's a little more, you know, for people who are kind of checked out, don't feel like they need to be more in touch with their body. We actually have a bath gel that's a little bit more sensitizing to help you have more awareness that way. As far as time of the day, I start before I even, you know, leave my, after I've showered, you know, I've shampooed with everything that's got essential oils in it. I've bathed with it.
We've only got about a minute left.
And so anyway, but there is, you know, I think any time of day you can use it, you know, just there is no, but I definitely, in the morning, it's a very powerful ritual to start your day with some oils.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Mm-hmm. But wow, I can't, this time has gone by really fast too. And I've enjoyed listening to every single bit of it. I'll have to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I'd like to thank Carla for sharing her experience with us and using aromatherapy and essential oils to heal the chakras. And if our listeners would like to find out more, Carla, how can you be reached and what's going on?
Okay. The best way to reach me is to send an email to Carla's Great Oils, CARLAS as in Sam, great, and then oils, plural, OILS as in Sam, @gmail.com. And you can also call my home office line, which is 310-540-6640. My website is in the process of being reconstructed, so I don't really recommend that. But we also have a class coming up on July 8th on animals in Woodland Hills, how to use essential oils for healing your animals. And we have a variety of classes for first aid and intro classes, so and hormones. So there's a lot of different topics. Please come to the classes, because I think that's the best way for people to learn.
Okay, and I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in to Frame of Mind today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and if you know someone who could be helped or served by this knowledge, please do so. And until next time, enjoy your day and live in peace and love, everyone. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on 7th Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths. Live and think healthier this week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.